Welcome to the Wednesday, February 22nd, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I am recording today from Jacksonville, Florida. Let's start with Zigbee. There is a Flickr photo stream by Travis Goodspeed showing some results from a Zigbee war driving kit that he put together. Now, Zigbee, it's also known as A22.15.4. It's commonly used in alarm systems, for example, and also in some smart meters. Well, Travis put together a little rig with Nokia handheld and a homemade sort of Zigbee proxy here that he's using in his car to sniff Zigbee, and it works amazingly well. As part of his photo stream, he did post a little map here of Cumberland Avenue near the University of Tennessee in Knoxville, where he is residing. And, well, I think it's about sort of 20, maybe 30 different Zigbee devices that he spotted along that single road. The devices look pretty regularly spaced on the map, so I assume it's smart meters that he spotted here. Could be alarm systems if there's a particular alarm system provider that's quite popular in that area. The software he used and further details should be published as a blog soon. He says it's part of this Flickr photo stream that he's working on getting that cleaned up. And Research in Motion's relationship with the Indian government is in the news again. If you remember last year, there were rumblings about the Indian government trying to prohibit Research in Motion of selling its BlackBerry device in India because Research in Motion didn't provide access for lawful interception by intelligence agencies to the Indian government. Well, apparently they put that in place now, at least for the BBM, the BlackBerry messaging service, which is sort of the consumer-oriented offering of BlackBerry. For this service, they have now special servers in Mumbai in India with access for law enforcement. However, one thing that BlackBerry wasn't able to do and will not be able to do is to actually open up its BlackBerry Enterprise services, because for this service, the encryption keys do reside with the particular customer, so with the enterprises that are using this service. And of course, Research in Motion isn't unique in that respect. Other communication providers, Skype and so on, were also approached by the Indian government about the ability to eavesdrop on communication. And then we got a couple of updates to stories that we covered earlier this week and last week. First of all, Gatekeeper. Gatekeeper is the new whitelisting technology that Apple is going to integrate in OS 10.8 or Mountain Lion. It has gotten some reviews now. Now, one of the negatives that's being pointed out is that it only protects executables, so it's not sort of a comprehensive whitelisting technology in that sense. Also, it really relies on the Apple App Store to do its vetting correctly, pretty much what happens with iOS now. Now, with this Gatekeeper technology, it really is very much modeled after what you have in iOS. You may just trust applications that are in the App Store, so they're essentially Apple approved. But in addition, you can also add your own certificates. So that's again possible in iOS, where you sort of have certain trusted internal applications that you will allow. And you can also just turn the system off, so you don't have to jailbreak your Mac like you have an iOS system. I started to play with it a little bit myself. As I mentioned before, in Snow Leopard, you already have the system present. You just have to enable it. It appears to work. It's a little bit annoying if you try to install software. However, it doesn't affect software once it's installed. So you only have to turn it off during the install. If you want to install some untrusted software, then after the software is installed, you just turn it back on and that unsigned software will run just fine. And then there is a bit more controversy about the way Google set cookies in Safari and Explorer. This time more about Internet Explorer and about the way Internet Explorer interprets the P3P policy that's being presented by Google. Now, P3P is a special header that you may add to a website. And with that header, you essentially tell the browser what you're going to do in terms of user tracking. And then the browser can decide whether or not to accept your cookies. Overall, of course, the system depends on the website actually setting these headers correctly. And then the other problem here is that P3P, the language used to express the policy, is not really all that great to express all these different nuances that may occur in an actual live website that includes parts from various other sites. And well, this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.